At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge with your latest Manchester United news. How are you feeling this morning after the draw yesterday? Has the bubble burst slightly or is it positivity? We've got some big quotes coming in from Ruben Amorim explaining why he picks Delo, why he didn't make any attacking changes, and why he's taking the positives from a performance yesterday that he feels last season we would have been beaten comprehensively. I think he needs to remember we lost 1-0 to Forest last season. We didn't get battered. So, look, I don't agree with that necessarily. I don't agree with a lot of things that happened yesterday. But ultimately, I don't agree with some of the reaction because I feel a little bit betrayed by the United fan base this morning and last night because we've spent the last 2 weeks where we've been winning games consistently saying to Amorim outers, tell us why you're Amorim out, and no one's really said anything. The minute we lose a game, they're very vocal. Like, if you're Amorim out, that's fine. But have the courage of your conviction to talk about it when we're winning games as well, because it just feels a little bit embarrassing to see some of the stuff last night about this is why I'm Amorim out just because we drew to Forest. Like, you should be saying that when we're beating Brighton, because you might have very, very, very valid points like some of the ones we're going to get into here. But it's always difficult because of the extremities of conversation. Like, we draw or lose, Amorim out, we win, we're going to win the league. Most of us operate in between. I can see the negatives, the constructive criticism from yesterday. I can also see the positives as well. I mean, that league table sort of tells you the story. There were some Liverpool prats saying slot out last week. I mean, they're third in the league now with one win. It is so congested. You've got 2 points separating 11th and second. So we're right in the mix. And as a little bit of a positive this morning, Spurs are atrocious. If we'd found a way to beat Forest yesterday, your man would have been getting his hair cut next week because Spurs are crap. So we've got nothing to fear with Spurs next week. And that becomes a very big game for us now because they're fourth from bottom in the league for home form. I don't know how they're fourth in the league because they're top of the league away from home. Of course, we're playing them at Spurs. So we just have to get back on the horse and ride it. But there were some interesting things from Amorim yesterday. And I suppose I'd pose the question that I'm a little bit confused about what we are this morning. I was massively disappointed. My stance this morning is massively disappointed, missed opportunity, light switch players, inconsistency again. Some people have reacted in a positive way by saying it's a draw. We've won our last three and we've drawn one. That's 10 points from 12. Nottingham Forest is a difficult place to go. Last season, we would have lost this game. This is progress. So I'm sort of confused as to, I sort of take that point, but also is yesterday not also an example of the problem we've had for years where we're just incapable of being consistent? I don't think Arsenal, Chelsea, well, Chelsea won there 2 weeks ago. Like, that, if you want to be in the top four, you've got to go and beat Forest. So I suppose the conversation really is around what are we? And we don't know. We don't know because that roller coaster is going to keep going on. We finished 15th last year. Winning three games and drawing at Forest is a big step forward. But some of us believe there's an opportunity to get Champions League football. And that's a bit of a step back yesterday because that was a missed opportunity. We'd be second in the league if we'd won that game. I don't think Forest were so good that we should walk away going, whew, that was, I tell you what, thank God for bloody Ahmad, that worldie, that is a great point on the road. I don't think they were that good. They're third from bottom. I don't think we played that well. And I think we didn't play well because of a couple of things we're going to talk about. But it can just be a drop stitch in the tapestry of the season. We can recover from this and learn from it. And I hope that that's what's going to happen because yesterday's point means nothing if we go and win next week. yesterday's point means a lot if we don't, if we go and draw or lose again next week. And I think that's where we are. The answers are yet to be given. Let's discuss what Amrim said, and then we're going to get into some of your stuff. I mean, look, I've got to say, in relation to Amrim, I spoke about this in the match reaction. He's got to change a couple of things, in my opinion. I've seen people saying he knows better than us lot because he's an experienced manager. I think sometimes he doesn't know better than a fan base that watches Man United week in, week out for years. He's a fantastic coach. He's a better coach than most of us, all of us, every one of us. But he's not a better Man United fan. And what I mean by that is, I think too many coaches come in and ignore the past. I've said this so many times before. Ten Hag did it. Amrim's doing it now. Mourinho did it. It's almost like I'm not going to... It's like when Jose came in. I'm not going to look at all the things that went wrong with Van Gaal. I'm here now. The ego has landed and I am in charge. And they don't... It's like... I don't know whether it's like it at other clubs, but it's like managers that come in, they refuse to acknowledge what happened before. Sort of like, if I go anywhere near that, you know, so they make the same mistakes. And I think with Amrim, I mean, look, he even said it after the game. He said, if you bring on more attackers, it doesn't necessarily mean you'll play better. Dalot had several opportunities to make crosses, but he was on his weaker foot, hence the choice of Dorgu. Mazraoui is a fullback, so he tried to use the player's characteristics. We have quality on the bench, but I think if I stop the match too often, it's going to break something. I think we were building momentum in the second half. I didn't want to change the guys up front. Ahmad could have done better. Sometimes we just wait for a player who's a bit off to change the match. He managed to score. So there's so much to unpick in there with Amrim. And I think there's like two big things in there that cost us yesterday. The Dalot thing is, I mean, look, I'm not interested in, you know, the pile on of an individual player. We drew a game of football. But the Dalot thing sort of baffles me a lot because he talks there about having to bring Dorgu on because Dalot had the opportunity to put crosses in, but he can't do it because he's right-footed. But you've been putting him there for the last 3 weeks and he's been not very good for 3 weeks. Like, he was not very good against Liverpool and he was not very good against Brighton and he was not very good yesterday. That's on you as the manager. Like, that is a problem. Like, he was definitely at fault for the second goal yesterday. He could have cost us another two goals. He offers nothing going forward. He's not a particularly good right wing back, but when you put him at left wing back, you diminish his ability by 50%. That, to me, is just like playing with 10 men. And how many times have we said that over the year? I'm not piling on to Dalot. I know he's a good lad. I know he's well-liked around the club, and I know he works ridiculously hard. The question is he a Man United player? Or is he Preston North End? And I think the thing for Dalot is, he's a Portuguese international. Like, he is a good player, but he is not a Man United starting player. And that's where I'll end it. So Amrim's insistence, I did call this a few weeks ago. I said, if you think Dalot's not going to start a lot of games this season, you're massively misinterpreting the noise that's coming out of the club and from this manager. But
at Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
you can possibly get away with shoehorning Bruno Fernandes into a position he doesn't play, but you can't shoehorn in Dalot. And he's got to stop doing that. That's got to change. Like, Dorgu is the future. He's left-footed. You've got to stick with that. You bought him. Dorgu was your signing. You need to back your signing and stick with your signing. But you cannot shoe Dalot in at left wing back. He's atrocious. He's absolutely atrocious. And Amorim himself acknowledged that by subbing him off and then in the press conference saying that he can't put a cross in from that side. So that's got to change. We can't see that anymore. I'm tired of watching Man United games and seeing the chat piling on to Dalot. He is a good lad. He ain't good. He's not good enough to start for Man United at left wing back. And that needs to change. And if I saw something there that made me think I can understand why we're doing this, you know, for example, if you put like Luke Shaw at left wing back because you want him to keep Ndoye quiet as a one-off, you can see why you'd do that. Dalot doesn't even perform well. He got absolutely sprinted into the ground by Welbeck at Old Trafford last week. And Danny Welbeck's approaching his mid-30s. So he's not a good one-on-one defender. So that needs to change, absolutely. I also think what he said about the substitutes is a little bit weird as well. I don't want to make attacking changes because I felt if we make too many changes, we'd blunt the momentum that we had. I mean, I don't know what momentum he's talking about. I watched it again this morning. I fast-forward bits of it, most of the first half, because it was the first half was just 50-50, but the second half was an interesting watch. We weren't building momentum in the second half. We weren't building momentum at all. We basically scored from two set pieces. Like, Ahmad's goal is just a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant volley. No one's going to save that. And I watched that second half, and I actually look at it now, and I can't remember whether I said it in the match reaction or some of you did, I think we rescued a point. I don't agree with that we deserved a point. I don't think it was a draw. On the balance of play, first half was quite equal. Second half, they were better. So the Ahmad goal was wondrous. It was a worldie. That wasn't momentum. We were not building momentum. I cannot understand why he didn't make any changes in the midfield or the front three because he thought we were building momentum. We were building nothing. We weren't. I think Mason Mount would have been an interesting substitute. I would have certainly changed Casemiro or Bruno for Ugarte or Mainoo. And as many people said, it might have been worth chucking Xerxes on for Sesko. I don't understand why he didn't make those substitutions because we were so bad in the second half. And so there you go. Dalot and the subs for me, I don't understand that. And he's got to change that because watching the game back in the second half, you know when he said last season we'd have lost this game by a few goals? We could have lost yesterday. So I'm a little bit confused about that because we went to Forest last year. We lost 1-0. They scored early and parked the bus and we just couldn't break them down. So I don't know where this whole we'd have lost by a few goals last year. We only lost 1-0 to a team that parked the bus against us last year. So I don't know where this we would have lost by a few goals last year. We could have lost by a few goals yesterday. When you watch that second half back, we weren't in control. We weren't building momentum. And we didn't look like we were going to build momentum. And I take on board that after the worldie, Ahmad had another shot that was cleared off the line, but they had chances as well. They were better than us in the second half. And I just think that I would be saying, if I was Amorim, I'd be sat there this morning watching that back and going, okay, it's good that we got a point and you can't play well every week. I completely agree with that. And that's the positive. But it's not like we had them on the rack and they were holding on for a point at the end. We did really well to get back into that game because the momentum wasn't with us in the second half. So my concern is if he did that again in a couple of weeks at Crystal Palace and the second half and he doesn't make subs, I think someone will punt. My precise point is I think we could have lost the game because of the lack of subs he made in the attacking sense yesterday. I think we sort of got away with it. It's strange that he thought we had the momentum. And that comes to my third point. Stylistically, I'm fresh from watching this about half an hour ago. So stylistically, I sort of hinted at it and many of you did as well. Dyche had our number yesterday because we didn't change anything. I think the last couple of games, Brighton really stubborn and won't change. So we don't need to change. We just keep waiting for them to make mistakes and we're in. And that worked all day last weekend. Liverpool at Anfield. They don't change. They're at Anfield. They want to create chances. They want to be high up the pitch and we exploit the space. We haven't changed our tactics in the last two games because we haven't had to. Forest yesterday knew we were going to play the way, or it suspected we were going to play the way we did against Brighton and United and Liverpool by being direct. We did. It didn't work, and we didn't adapt. We didn't slow the game down. We didn't try and keep possession. We didn't try and gradually move up the pitch and probe and put crosses in. We kept trying to transition really quickly, and that's why in the second half we saw Bruno and Casemiro continuing to try and hit these quick balls.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Which Dyche had set up for all week. And we're going to have to be a little bit more imaginative against low blocks where the direct ball isn't going to work. But we kept trying to do it. Yesterday, we kept trying to get Mbeumo in. We kept trying. And look, I've got to say, the left-hand side is so weak. It is so weak. I don't even use the word Cunha because I feel, and I've seen a few of you mention this over the last few weeks, I feel Mbeumo is benefiting from a very strong right-hand side for Man United. You've got Casemiro, you've got Ahmad, Mbeumo, obviously, Yoro, De Ligt. It's a strong side. Down the left-hand side, you've got Luke Shaw, who was not very good in the second half. You've got Dalot, who was atrocious. You've got Bruno, who just wants to hit the long ball. There's not a lot of opportunity for Cunha to get the ball into feet down the left-hand side. The left-hand side is being neglected at the moment, and I also think teams are targeting our left-hand side. So that's a bit of a problem, and it's a bit of a defence point for Cunha, because I think Mbeumo is doing really, really well. But Cunha, we're not really getting enough out of him. So, look, they're my three takeaways. The Dalot selection needs to stop. The substitutions need to be better, especially in an attacking sense. And from a third point of view, we need to mix it up a little bit. I think yesterday in the second half, I'd have probably come out in hindsight and said, let's keep the ball a little bit. We're 1-0 up. Let's keep the ball a bit. They've got to come on to us. Let's be patient. And what do we do in the first 5 minutes? We concede two goals. And I just think, that's probably because we played into the whole high tempo, let's try and break again. And we should have just been a little bit, you're 1-0 up against Forest. They're struggling to score goals. Slow the tempo down. Don't play high tempo. Let's try, to you, to me, basketball, we should have just slowed the tempo down. But have we got the players to do that? Have we got the players in the midfield to slow the tempo down and go, let's be calm? You know, the one player you want to do that is never going to do it. And, you know, but there we go. They're my thoughts on it. And as I said yesterday, I think if I'm Mainoo and Xerxes, I'm saying to my agent this morning, I mean, what we're doing in January then? Because if I'm not coming on in a game like that, I ain't coming on, am I? You know, I'm not going to get a chance. There was another good point I read yesterday as well. I want to get into some of your comments now. There was another good point comment from yesterday about how Ruben Amorim. Oh, yeah. Why is it when we come out for the second half so many times over the years that we struggle? Why is it that we struggle coming out for the second half? Why is it we fall asleep all the time? I don't care whether you're Burnley or Arsenal, conceding two goals in the first 5 minutes of a second half when you're 1-0 up is a huge, huge problem. And this is what I mean about the people who are saying, let's take the positives. Everybody who's being... I mean, there was the top comment on my match reaction yesterday was about toxicity in the fan base. And whilst I do agree with it, I also think constructive criticism must never be, you know, labelled as toxic. Like, I'm a little bit confused this morning. I want the Spurs game, let's be honest. But I'm a little bit confused this morning because the positive... And you could call it toxic positivity if they're going to call you toxic for having a constructive criticism point. But my issue this morning is that, yeah, 10 points from 12, I'd have bitten your hands off 4 games ago for. But when you've won 9 from 9 and you go to Forest, I wouldn't have took a point. So it just depends about what your parameters are. What are the parameters that we're operating to? Because we're all operating at different parameters, aren't we? If you'd have said to me 4 games ago, would you take 10 points from 12? Absolutely. Absolutely, with sugar on top. But if you'd said to me before the Forest game, when I already know I've got 9 from 9, would I have took a point? I'd have said, what? They're in the bottom of 3. They can't score goals. We're doing really well. So in the context of 4 games, it's a good point. In the context of the 1 game, I feel like it's a missed opportunity. And also, we didn't play well yesterday. So the positive people are saying, well, we didn't play well, but we got a point, and that's all that matters. It's a good point on the road against Nottingham Forest. But then I go, but aren't you the same people who are fed up of the inconsistency and the light switch? And yet, yes, and yesterday we saw all that again. We saw the whole just literally stop playing football in the second half. You know, hanging on for a draw, really. Well, we weren't even hanging on. We needed a late equaliser. So I'm sort of like, yeah, the point's good. And in a way, you just want to bury it like a cat buries a shit and, you know, pretend that everything's rosy. But there is that nagging sense of, is that just what we are now? You know, the Leopards can't change their spots. There'll be good games and then there'll be inexplicable games like Forest in the second half and Brentford, because it was very much like Brentford. And it was away from home again, wasn't it? And whilst I think we're very good at home, our away form is a little bit, you know. But look, we're not going to learn loads about that. We're not going to learn loads about it. I think we do, in a sense, just have to take the learning points and move on. But let me get some of your comments in. Hader says, Mbeumo and Cunha are not light switch players. They just have to play 10 out of 10 every game for us to win. No good style of play to fall back on. Is Amrin protecting Dorgu, says Rub. I don't know. I don't know in relation to that. Do you think he was more hesitant with making subs because of what happened against Brighton? I think this is a great point by Rajaf as well. And I've seen a couple of people say that. And I think, you know, that is a valid point. You know, he made those substitutions against Brighton at Old Trafford and it went to rat shit. Did he think, you know, I don't want to make those changes again? But that's concerning in itself because those changes needed to be made. Like Casemiro and Bruno were declining in that second half. Sesko's game was getting worse. I'd never take Cunha and Mbeumo off anyway. But I think you make a good point, Rajaf, but that's a problem in itself because if he doesn't trust those subs, but those subs need to be made, we didn't do well in the second half. So, yeah, we could have been worse after the subs. You're right. And we could have lost the game, in which case he's right. I mean, it's a great point. Maybe it was a great point because if he makes those subs and we get worse and we lose and he doesn't make those subs and we get a point, who's right and who's wrong? And that's the thing, isn't it? But look, we should be able to make subs and be better. We need to be able to do that. Honk the Trumpet says, I'm back in Amrim's subs yesterday. Xerxes and Mainoo were poor when he made them against Brighton. I do think Mount should have come on though, says Honk. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not saying we should have made 3, but we should, to not make any subs in the midfield and the attack in a performance that we put in the second half yesterday, I thought was a bit disappointing. Anyway, let's have a look at some other stuff that Amrim said. He said, sometimes we can't win, but we mustn't lose. Today I had the feeling that we wouldn't lose, and that's a good feeling.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Yeah. And I think, you know, let's be very, very clear here. The league table doesn't look terrible. We could be eighth today if Bournemouth don't win. But the reality is, I sort of agree with him and disagree with him. I think last season we would have lost that game. We would have lost it 2-1. So to turn it into a draw is a step forward. But if we want to be in the top five, it had to be a win. And I think that it's all about the parameters we're working to here. We finished 15th last year and we would have lost that game. This season we've drawn it. If you want to be in the top four or five, you need to win them types of games. So maybe we are in that area that I predicted and some of you predicted. I said we'll be somewhere between 5th and 10th this year. And that's exactly where we are. So I can't moan about a prediction that I made. I also said after 10 games, we need to be in touching distance of the top five. And we are. So my prediction of where we'd finish in the league and my hope after 10 games have both hit perfect synergy. So it's not, this is what I mean, when people are going to hammer him out, this, that and the other. I mean, we are exactly where I sort of hoped we would be. Touching distance of top four, in between 5th and 10th. And that's where we deserve to be. I think the league doesn't lie unless it's the first two or three games of the season. So we are where we need to be. We must always point out and discuss issues. But we must always be balanced and go in the bigger context from where we've come from. Well, of course we want to be higher. And I'm disappointed because we should be beating Forest and we should be second. But if we were second, we'd be ahead of schedule and we'd all be buzzing. The reality is, whilst I'm disappointed and whilst it's missed opportunity, it is not a bad position. It is actually a good position to be in. We could have been in a better position. That would have been very exciting. But where we are now, I think it's good that we're disappointed. But in reality, it's still a good position to be in. But of course, we've now got Spurs away, Everton at home and Palace away. And I'd be looking at them and going, there needs to be two wins and a draw out of them. Ideally, three wins, but there needs to be two wins and a draw out of them. No losses and definitely two wins because we've got to stay with that, knowing that December, there's a few wins coming up. He did speak about Xerxes. He said, Xerxes is a bit like Cunha in playing between the lines. If you look at the match, we needed a guy in the box and Sesko is the best for that. Sometimes it's a question of characteristics and the players know it. So he kept Sesko on for his movements and energy and, you know, ability in the box. I understand that. I agree with that. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, a lot of people felt that Xerxes should have come on for Sesko. I agree with Amrim. I don't think Xerxes is a number nine. But that begs the question, if you can't take Sesko off when he's having a bad game because we don't have a number nine on the bench, then we don't have a number nine. And that means that he's basically got to play a false nine. And this is why we need a striker. Because a game like yesterday, you wouldn't moan if you had Mitrovic or Ivan Toney on the bench. You would be absolutely happy to bring them on. So I think Amrim, again, the honesty is what I really like because I agree with him. I don't think Xerxes is a striker. I probably would have brought him on yesterday for the last 15, but he's not a striker. And Amrim is saying that. But we don't have a backup striker. We don't have the midfielder he wanted, and we clearly don't have a backup striker. My only reservation I would have is what I said in the game yesterday. We have a 6'5" striker, and we put very little crosses into the box. In fact, multiple times, people refused to put the cross in. I saw Luke Shaw do it. I saw Dalot do it. I saw Ahmad do it. Like, he's 6'5". It's not like Rasmus going up against Milenkovic and Murillo. It's a 6'5" striker. If you put a good cross in, look at Valtameda at Newcastle. Like, how many goals is he scoring? Put the crosses in. I mean, we're happy to put long throw-ins into the box. Why are we not putting crosses in? You know, and I think that's something we should do. He said, we lost our concentration for the first 5 minutes after the half-time and we paid the price for it. Our energy level dropped and when that happens with us, you feel it. The players really tried in the past. If we had been bad moments like today, we wouldn't get back up, but today it was different. That's just the manager building on something that will have annoyed him because there's a contradiction there. He's basically saying we came out in the second half, our concentration wasn't there, our energy wasn't there, but the players tried really hard to get back in the game and, you know, previously they wouldn't have got back up. I mean, I'm not going to celebrate the fact that, you know, the contradiction is
they weren't switched on and they weren't concentrating and they lost the game. And then they switched back on again and they got a draw. They shouldn't be switching off in the first place. But I think what Amrim's trying to do there is say, look, you know, they switched off, they lost concentration, and last season they'd have stayed switched off. At least they switched back on and tried to get back in the game, and that's something to build on. The question really is, though, you know...
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Why are we switching off in the first place? I mean, it's not nil-nil. You're not losing 1-0. You've won your last three games in a row, and you're 1-0 up in your fourth game at half-time. I don't get why... that needs to be studied, and I can't give you the answer. You've won your last three games, you're getting all the celebration, you're getting all the plaudits, quite rightly. You go to Forest, you're 1-0 up at half-time, you're 3.5 games win, and then you turn off for 5 minutes. I don't... That mentality, to me, is just weird. It's a weird mentality to have, and... You know, this is why it worries me about keeping the experienced players around, because people like Casemiro, Bruno Fernandes, you know, they're in the midfield. They're very experienced. Why is that happening? Why are we switching off at 1-0 in a game like that for 5 minutes? And I actually think we also need to say that tactically there was an issue there. The first goal is a mismatch of Ahmad on the back post. If that's Mazraoui, Gibbs White doesn't score that goal. So is that switching off? That's a good cross into the box that, you know, Ahmad's too small to deal with. That's the tactic. That's not... I like Ahmad at right wing back, but that will keep happening. Second goal, another battle in the box, and Delo doesn't fancy a 50-50. So is it switching off, or is it inadequacies in two positions? I leave that for you. But both goals were preventable. I do not blame Ahmad at all. He cannot be taller. The second goal, I think we need to deal with it better. Mark, I don't agree that we turned off for 5 minutes. I saw a frustrated and uninspired team from the kickoff yesterday. No one seemed to build on the good vibes from last week. I think that's an interesting point, Marlo, because the first half wasn't that good. Talk in the week was winning in a different way. Amrim gambled on Deitch preparing for that. Instead went direct again and it backfired, says Daly. Anderson is everything we need in the midfield, his party. Well, I want to talk about that on the 8 o'clock show tonight. I mean, the 8 o'clock show tonight is basically going to be how hard is it going to be to get European football, because we'll know the Bournemouth result against Man City. Don't you find his negative approach of in-game management concerning? Hoping he could show us some magic, bring players like Xerxes or a sub that check. Look, class of 99, I thought he was quite negative yesterday in the second half. And I thought we were, you know, we were an Ahmad worldy hitting the post away from losing. So I spoke about that at the start. I think we needed to change how we were playing in the second half. Hi Mark, regardless of one game week like Sir Alex, you have to tweak the team, especially when playing lower ending teams, keeps the players on high alert, says Frank. Andrew Terry, welcome to Members Club, and Talok as well. Mount 100% has an injury issue, says Robert McCormack. I agree, Robert. Like, Mason Mount has been starting games and Amrim loves him, and then the last two games, he sat on the bench not being used. That makes absolutely no sense. And I'm glad that you've said it, Robert, because I think most of us agree with this. Is it just we don't want to say he's injured because people will go, oh, he's injured again? Is he on the bench with an injury, but we can't really use him unless we're desperate? Because it makes no sense why Mason Mount wasn't used yesterday or against Brighton. So maybe he's injured again, and maybe we're just putting him on the bench. I don't know. That sounds like a conspiracy, but it is weird. It's 3 points the target with Spurs. We've got to beat Spurs next week, Rajev, and then the league looks a lot better. Blip or are we back to the post 3-win run, says Dan. Spurs. It's all about Spurs next week, mate. Thank you very much to Honk. Right, okay, there's one more thing I wanted to bring in here. Now we know how to overcome the difficult moments. What we have to do is stay in the game, says Amrim. And Amrim says United would have lost that match game last season. We dropped 2 points and we should have done better. It's always good to hear the manager saying that, of course. And he spoke about Ahmad and said, Ahmad has a lot of talent. We have many talented young players. He can be even better and more consistent. He has the potential to do even better. I think the positive from yesterday is that when Mbeumo and Cunha don't score, Ahmad can score.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
The positive again from yesterday as well is that we're averaging 2 goals a game. And when you're averaging 2 goals a game, a lot of teams are going to find it difficult to beat you. And that's the positive I would take. We didn't play well yesterday, but we still scored 2 goals. That is a change from last year. We didn't play well yesterday, but we did score 2 goals. And if we can score 2 goals every game, then we will stay in around the top five, because not many teams are going to score 3. They're not. We might draw some. We might win a lot. But that's the point. And we must take that positive. I don't get the Amrim out stuff. I do get the constructive criticism. But we are scoring 2 goals a game at the moment. And even if you play badly, and we were bad, you still come out with a result. People can moan about the ball wasn't over the line for a corner. You know, Ahmad's had one cleared off the line. So this is the important thing. Mbeumo and Cunha didn't get a goal yesterday and maybe didn't have a good game. Sesko didn't get a goal, didn't have a good game. Bruno didn't get a goal, didn't have a good game. But Casemiro gets a set piece and Ahmad gets a goal. And that's really important. When we're playing badly, getting results is still a positive, and I would end it on that. But we could have played better yesterday. I think the Dalot experiment's got to stop. I think he does need to trust his subs more, because we were crying out for them. And I also think we need to mix up how we play. In the second half, from the first minute, I would have said, keep the ball a little bit. Let's keep the ball and frustrate them. They're going to attack us. Let's keep the ball. Let's not play basketball, back you to me, Chuckle Brothers FC. Let's keep the ball a little bit. They've got to attack, and then we exploit it. And you know what? That's what Liverpool would have done. It's what Arsenal definitely would have done. And what did we do in the second half? We came out. We started hitting long balls. We were trying to be direct. And that played into Forrest's hands. You know, we should have been frustrating them. The second goal should have been ours, and we didn't take that chance. But we didn't lose. Right, I'm off to go and watch another match now. Let's see how that goes. I sometimes worry that when United don't get a result, Seb doesn't get a result, but we'll see how it goes. I am back with you at 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock show. And thank you for all your comments as well. Get yours in. And I'm live on That's Football for Bournemouth's trip to Man City later. I never do Man City games, but I'm just hoping Bournemouth can do us a favour. Although, if Bournemouth win, I was looking at it. If Bournemouth win, they would be 4 points ahead of us. That's not too bad. Okay, take care, everyone. Have a great day. Stay safe and try and stay positive. We can be constructive, but we can also be... We didn't lose. We scored 2 goals again. Spurs are atrocious. It's all about what we do next week now. Yesterday's result will be a positive result if we win next week. Yesterday's result will be a bad result if we go and lose next week. Take care, everyone. Speak to you in a bit.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.